You are listening to Anamkara, a podcast about the spiritual journey and what makes us human. Anamkara is a soul friend, a person with whom you can share your deepest thoughts, feelings, and dreams with. In this podcast, I will share my journey as well as occasionally have guests from myriad different religions and walks of life. And for a time, we walk together and learn from each other's journey. So come along with us and be an Anamkara, a soul friend. Welcome, dear listeners, to the first episode of Season 4 of Anamkara, a friend on the journey, your sanctuary for contemplative living, where we explore the profound connection between spirituality, nature, and the divine. I'm your host, Pax, and today, as we find ourselves at the cusp of winter, we gather in reflection upon the changing of the seasons, the arrival of Yule, and the deep spiritual wisdom it holds. As we step into the world of panentheistic spirituality with a focus on nature, we understand that every season is a sacred chapter in the grand story of the universe, and the transition from fall to winter is a beautiful and transformative page to behold. In the crisp air and the gentle rustling of leaves underfoot, we sense the energy of autumn fading away, allowing space for the tranquil embrace of winter. The falling leaves remind us of the impermanence of life, a lesson drawn from the contemplative teaching of many spiritual traditions. As we witness nature's colors shift from vibrant reds and oranges to muted grays and whites, we are invited to mirror this inner transformation within ourselves. It is a time for introspection, a journey to the heart of our being, and a return to the essence of our spirituality. Yule, a celebration observed in various spiritual traditions, welcomes the winter solstice and marks the return of the light to the world. As the days grow shorter and the nights longer, we find solace in knowing that even in the darkest moments, the divine light resides within and around us. In fact, the season around the winter solstice is a great time for contemplative practices. Not only are these practices a relief from the hustle and bustle of holiday shopping and the stresses that accompany it, just as the days are growing more and more dark, so too do we, like the hermit in the tarot, entering the dark cave of our own souls and holding up a little lantern of spirit, sit with our own darkness. In contemplative practice, that we sit with those demons that torment us and often find out they're not demons at all, but rather broken shards of ourself, crying out for love and healing. In sitting in the presence of the sacred dark, we can learn to hear their stories and feel compassion for their pain, for our pain. It's in moments like these that I invite the sacred in and invite her healing presence to begin to plant the seeds of healing in my own soul. This dark season is a good time for that. Or again, as we know, the longest night of the year on the solstice, right after that, the days began to grow brighter, not all at once, but gradually. Another way we can bring spirituality into the season, and one of my favorites, is through holy observation. One of the terms I identify with is as a panentheist. And a panentheist sees the divine being in all of nature and all of life, including oneself, but also recognizing that the divine is also bigger or greater than all these as well. Holy observation encourages us to see the sacred, the divine, in every aspect of creation, in including the changing seasons. In winter, we can perceive the divine presence in the pristine snowflakes, in the cozy warmth of hearth and home, in the quietude of a world at rest. I personally greet the divine at this time of year as Grandmother Winter, because sometimes she is snarky and sharp, her bones aching with the branches cracking. And something about her when she comes to visit, she seems tough, but underneath it all, just when I feel her sickle about to cut me, I realize she's not going to harm me. In fact, she's inviting me to cut away all the false selves that I've created, that I feel I have to be to love myself or to be loved by others. All these masks she invites me to cut away. Grandmother Winter, the divine, loves us so much as any parent who would not want their child to be less than enough to be their true selves. Yule reminds us of the interconnectedness of all life and the cyclical nature of existence. The evergreen trees that play a central role in Yule celebrations symbolize the enduring spirit of life, even in the harshest of winters. Something of us lives on. Something of those who have passed lives on. They remind us that our own spirits can remain vibrant and alive no matter the challenges we face. So as we approach Yule, let us take a moment to reflect on the past year, to express gratitude for the lessons learned and the growth experienced. Let us also look forward to the season of winter with open hearts, embracing the opportunity it presents for inner transformation, stillness, and deep spiritual connection. Another aspect of this for me has been just slowing down. Even into the autumn, something in me has slowed. And living this slow life has included learning to cook foods and bake from scratch, cutting back those processed foods and learning to find the romantic beauty in everyday tasks, to really paying attention to cherishing the relationships with those around me. Not a lot of friends, but a few that are loved deeply. And then doing gently my work with a humble quiet in my soul. This is a mindful practice, and it's holy to me. It's changing me. One fruit of this has been an outpouring and sharing with others. And this weekend, I led a workshop with a group of wonderful people. We strung popcorn and cranberries. We made elderberry syrup and made a couple of tea blends that were calming and warm. So with all of this, may this season of transition fill you with a sense of wonder and reverence for the divine presence in all of creation. And may you find warmth and light within your contemplative journey as you navigate the path from fall to winter. Thank you for joining me on this reflective journey. I invite you to share your thoughts and experiences with me as we continue to explore the contemplative life from a pantheistic spirituality perspective with that nature focus. Until next time, embrace the sacred shift. And may the blessings of Yule be with you. This has been another episode of Anamkara, a friend on the journey. Thank you for walking with me as we spent time exploring the varieties of religious and spiritual expressions out there. Won't you consider joining our Patreon? Get sneak peeks of what is to come, early previews, and soon to have some video footage from the interviews, as well as polls on what you would like to see covered in future episodes. Join our Patreon today. The link is in the show notes.